sizes. Is
yes.
there a list where I
pull
can
it up, pull it up on your fake on? There's an IRS list of it.
Yep, it is.
Okay, I'd like to call this committee back to order. Congressman Whitehorn, you have a committee substitute that's been handed out.
Yes.
Chair, would entertain any motion on this?
I move the committee adopt committee substitute dated May 16th, 2025, time stamped at 12 p.m.
Second.
We got a motion made in a second. Discussion. This is the substitute that was mentioned earlier, probably about an hour ago.
Yeah.
And here we are now adopting it. So all in favor say yes?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
All those opposed? Okay, committee substitute is adopted. Congressman Whitehorn.
I'll be brief. This resets the benefit for 0 to 65 back to $500. And then on B of section 3-106, B3 is the substantive language that changes it. It says an additional limited benefit for each eligible member of the Osage Nation under age 65 of up to $250 may be applied for by separate application during each plan year, limited to medically necessary treatments as determined by the third party administrator and the approved plan. That's how the $250 extra gets into this bill. And Mr. DeBull sent out a list of medically necessary criteria, what he thought were the main ones that he would approve as a third party administrator. And once the application, once the RT Consulting fixes the application for that mid-year $250 distribution request, he will have that form approved by our attorney general, which our attorney general in the law approves the plan. So everybody will know what page they're on and what this actually is. It's not to get OTC medications. It's for true medical needs that are listed in that email. So that's what I came up with in part of my work. So that's all I need to say about it. And it basically does the same thing. It changes the $500 to $750, but in order to access the extra $250, you have to fill out an application for it with RT.
Okay. Chair, would entertain any motion on 2481 committee substitute?
Move to report bill number ONCA 2481 committee substitute to Congress with the due pass recommendation.
We got a motion made. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Congressman Maker. Discussion. Congressman Rebar.
Yes, thank you. With this committee's committee substitute that you just adopted, what will be the fiscal effect of that? How much will that be, Jordan?
Jordan Fraser, there's been a question posed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The current rate they use the benefit at, people that age range, it was a little over 72%. So assuming they kept using it at the same rate, then it would be around 2.6 million more a year.
Congresswoman Levin?
So Mr. Fraser, this is a limiting factor of $250. So they can't buy just anything with it. So it would have to be within this list that Mr. DeBull, so that would change your numbers, would it not?
Presumably, yes. I haven't had time to do that work yet. I'm sorry.
Just real quick, may I continue? Thank you. So what Congresswoman Goodfox was saying is you can't buy medicine with it, or maybe it was Congresswoman Whitehorn that said it. So like at the end of the year, you can't be like, oh yeah, I'm out of my 500 and I need a bunch of Tylenol or Tampax or whatever it is that you might need, Band-Aids. You can't just go use that $250 for that. It has to be for an approved, which is a list here. Whoops, sorry about that. Which that's a major big change also. It's not just an extra $250 on the card. So that, you know, I just want to say that I support the committee substitute, but I'm not ready for this bill to leave this committee. Thank you.
Any other discussion to the motion? We do have a second. Okay. Seeing no more discussion, roll call.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
No.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Second Speaker Redcorn.
No.
Chair Hamilton.
Yes.
That's three yeses and two noes. It passes.
Passes with the due pass recommendation.
Thank you, Chairman and Committee. I appreciate your time.
Next item is ONCA 2585, an act to provide an appropriation of TCAPEXA in the amount of $250,000 in non-tribal funds from a Pfizer donation and to establish alternate effective date. Congresswoman Rivard, you are the sponsor. How would you like to proceed?
Okay, thank you. So this is a donation that was brought down through our health system that a request. I have asked that they come to speak to it. It's $250,000. And I think Mr. Brazel's here. And we have support docs that include the actual charitable contribution agreement that talks about what it's for. And we have some information from Mr. Rogers as well. From Mr. Brazel.
Okay, Mr. Brazel and Ms. Mays are here from the health systems. You guys have the floor. What can you tell us about the $250,000 Pfizer donation?
Yes. So we received a donation from the Pfizer for $250,000 to use towards a comprehensive health system to better serve the Osage people and other Native Americans within our service area. And so the goal is to use it towards the PRT out there for the services out there. And I'll let Mrs. Mays talk a bit more in detail.
So it can only be used for the PRT services out there. And what it is ultimately for is for culturally appropriate healing practices such as the sweat. And we were thinking maybe of starting planting plants so we can teach them to learn to care for something long term. It can't be used in any other department, so it's just for the PRT.
Do we have any questions for Ms. Mays or Mr. Braswell? Congresswoman Lemon.
So on the culturally appropriate on the culturally appropriate umbrella, mm-hmm. Okay, can it be any plant? And where I'm going is, are you going to be looking at planting like gray horse brown corn? You know, are you going to look at ground nuts? Things that would actually be indigenously, you know, that would be for this area. And you have an opportunity to teach.
Right.
At that point. It's the only reason I'm saying that is that I always look at the things that, like, I got so excited when you said that, of course. But then I was like, well, I'd be happy, though, if you planted anything. You know what I mean? So it's just one of those things that, like, would it be even trees? You guys could use lots of trees out there that would be in, you know, here, like the redbud tree, because you can make jelly out of the redbud blooms. You know, the wild plums, the pawpaws, the persimmons, all those things that are out there in nature on our lands. And mm-hmm. So it's just interesting to me of where they're going to, what kind of idea they're thinking.
So I don't think they've actually thought that far ahead. This is something that has been discussed behind the scenes with the admin and myself whenever we had originally got this money. And as far as the program, they haven't said exactly what they will do on that aspect, but we are definitely open to suggestions.
Congresswoman Rebar.
Thank you. So this money is limited to some of the related services that they're wanting to provide or the cultural curriculum. It's culturally based curriculum and some cultural crafting activities. And they mentioned the sweat, but also Narcan education and then monthly cultural crafting nights. But they are, I wanted you to know that they are planting right now. And one of the things that they're doing with the ponds out there, Congresswoman Lemon, is planting, they're planting yonka pins right now. And they do have corn, and they are planting. And just so you know, I think that's just as of recent, like within the last week or so, that they're actually utilizing the area out there to do some planting seeds. And they're very excited, I think. Miss Veronica has provided them with some seeds, so they're very excited.
Congressman Big Horse.
Yes, I was just wondering if there were any cultural programs planned, like maybe singing or something that's our people are familiar with.
Right, we are open to all of that. So right now, I think all what they're providing is the cultural classes and teaching them how to make like the regalia and things like that. I haven't heard them say anything about the singing, but I don't see why that wouldn't be allowable. Whenever we turned this application in, it was umbrellaed under culturally appropriate healing practices. So that's whatever fits our tribe's needs, instead of, you know, a blanket.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Rebar.
Yes, thank you. Under the cultural evenings, it does say that they would be doing storytelling, social interaction back into the community, traditional songs, cultural dancing, and reinforcement and encouragement.
Any more questions or discussions? If not, Chair would entertain movement.
Motion to report ONCA 2585 to Congress to pass recommendation.
Second.
We got a motion made in a second. Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say yes.
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 Okay, motion passes. ONCA 2585 will be reported with a due pass to the floor of Congress. Next item on the agenda is adjournment.
So, second.
We are adjourned.